AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump is going to court in reaction to yesterday's Supreme Court immunity ruling.
Donald Trump's lawyers asked the judge in his hush money case to delay his July 11th sentencing, and the Manhattan DA now says they would be open to a delay of up to 2 weeks. This all comes in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling Monday granting broad immunity protections to presidents. Trump's attorneys want Judge Juan Merchan to throw out his conviction, but Pace University law professor Bennett Gerstner says he doesn't think that will happen.
Even if a president has absolute immunity, a candidate for president doesn't. And I think that was Judge Merchan's thinking from the beginning. I do agree some evidence came in when Trump became president. But again, that evidence was remote, irrelevant, and probably not even admissible.
Julie Walker, New York.
At least 105 people have died in a stampede at a religious gathering in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, "I wish a speedy recovery for all the injured. The administration, under the supervision of the state government, is carrying out rescue and relief operations." He said, "I assure everyone that the victims will be provided all help. Many women and children are among the dead in India." A judge in Texas ruled against Attorney General Ken Paxton in his effort to shut down a migrant shelter in El Paso that he claimed encouraged illegal migration. In New York, the man charged with stabbing author Salman Rushdie rejected a plea deal that would have shortened his state prison term but exposed him to a federal terrorism-related charge. Rushdie was stabbed more than a dozen times in 2022, blinding him in one eye. Hadi Mater has been held without bail since the attack. The government will pay the vaccine maker Moderna $176 million to develop a pandemic vaccine that could be used to treat bird flu in people. This is AP News. Hurricane Beryl is headed to Jamaica and the Cayman Islands.
Maximum winds are up to 165 miles per hour. It's a Category 5 hurricane.
Eric Blake is a senior specialist with the National Hurricane Center.
We expect the storm to begin to lose some strength later today, but we still expect it to be a powerful hurricane.
The storm made a direct hit on Carriacou, ripping off rooftops and leaving streets covered with debris. It also left damage in Grenada and St. Vincent, where logistics manager Marlon Gibson was interviewed by Sky News.
There were houses in the village. Their roofs were flying past. You could see it passing. It was just a terrifying experience.
Beryl is the earliest Category 5 storm ever to form in the Atlantic.
There's never been a Category 4 hurricane in the Atlantic during June.
Brian McNulty at the University of Miami is a tropical weather researcher.
The water there is hotter than it would normally be at the peak of the season.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.